Well, Michael, great win. Great win, first of all.
Yeah, it was another good round chase from us. It was a touch and go score there, I think, 240. And we put back the ball, I think, played fluently.
Touch and go score, but you made it look so easy.
Oh, well, it's never easy chasing down runs, as you know, especially under lights. You know, anything can happen if we lost wickets up front. So, you know, it was great. We had a great partnership with Vincey up front, firstly, and then, Jimmy came in and absolutely played beautifully.
That was your highest List A score?
Yeah, nice that I'm ticking off and I'm improving year in, year out. It's part of the game that I'd like to, obviously improve on. So, I'm reaping rewards for some hard work.
Is that one of your best innings?
Yeah, I think, in terms of fluency, yeah. I seem to, find my feet pretty much straight away and time the ball nicely, pick the right options, and just, back myself as I try to do in this comp.
When you started, did you feel a big score in you?
I guess I just stayed in the zone, really. It was just really important that we were positive, obviously, and get the team off to a flyer, and then as we know, there will be sort of lulls of play in the middle periods, but in that period we try and keep busy, especially on their spinners, and I thought we handled them brilliantly as well. We were nice and aggressive, and also kept the ones and twos going in between.
77 for the Lions. You've got 90 odd against Durham in this competition. 150 here. You are in great nick, aren't you?
Well, like I said, it wasn't that way. I didn't feel in great nick a few weeks ago, I've got to be honest. I was very, very scratchy. But I went away behind the scenes, and credit to Giles White and the coaching team. They've really helped me a lot. A lot of throwdowns. Poor Giles has gone in the back, I think. But it's much appreciated. So it's nice that the hard work's paying off.
4 wins out of 5 now in this competition.
Yeah, it's important we keep on that winning trail. There's still, more tough challenges to come, and it's never easy, obviously, defending your title. We are the team now that a lot of teams are going to come after. So we have to stay on it and keep playing good cricket.
I know you said to us you were surprised when you got your England Lions call up a couple of weeks ago, but in that game and subsequently, you're scoring loads of runs. Your name isn't going to be far away from the powers that be, is it?
I like to think so. They're still there and thereabouts. Obviously, I'd like to make that transition now, from just being in the Lions to, back where I was in 2010, and be on the highest stage I can, and test my skills against the best. So, I do realise though that the clock is ticking. Unfortunately for us all, it does happen. So, and there's some good young players out there. So, I guess I'm doing what I can do. Really, it's just to go out there and put in performances.
Final question, tomorrow, Championship against Lancashire. How do you view that? Because Northamptonshire have already got a bit of a march on teams. Lancashire are not far behind. Mm-hmm. Game you dare not lose?
Yeah, I guess so. It'd be, again, nice to get back on the horse. Obviously, the performance at Bristol wasn't too great from what I heard. So, I think more importantly for us, it's really important we start well and get our teeth into the game, and try and get a result if we can, so it keeps us up there with the top pack.